Minister, figures released by the HSE revealed that since the beginning of 2021, more than 3,400 nurses have been assaulted. Now, that's 7 nurses a week assaulted in our hospitals. If we look at all staff, it goes up to 5,600 incidents of physical, verbal and sexual assault. These are figures reported to my colleague David Cullinan in a parliamentary question. And describing her experience, one nurse described A&E as a pressure cooker with aggression causing junior nurses to quit, while she herself no longer feels safe in her workplace. And it's completely unacceptable that they're in this position. Our nurses, our hospital staff need to be protected. And we must acknowledge, Minister, that in the words of the President of the INMO, Karen McGowan, overcrowding in our hospital was a recipe for disaster, increasing anxiety and the risk of aggression. So can I ask you, what measures are we going to take to ensure the safety of our nurses and hospital staff? And do you agree that we now need to urgently bring forward an emergency department plan to tackle waiting times and overcrowding?
I absolutely accept what you say, that is intolerable, and the details provided to Deputy Cullinan's question raises real concerns. In my mind, the solution to this is delivering of sláinte carers, because that is a way of taking people, of taking the care out of the community, of using a lot of new remote sensory systems. It's a new policy they're looking at, as how a lot of the care can be provided using remote sensory devices, which is better for the patient, better for the hospitals, better for the budget and the HSE.